You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Someone get that man some help. He's still going.
He's going to need a lozenge.
So, like a lot of you, you were either watching or on social. I got this text from Johnny and he said, oh my gosh, it's over. Egypt is about to just stun Argentina. That's sad. We won't get to see Messi's last game in Kansas City. And I'm like, oh, so I'm fiddling for the remote because I had stuff to do at the house today and I was getting some work done. And I am fiddling with the remote to the point that I'm like, I'll catch it when I get into work because I was late. It was about 1:10 this afternoon. And then my phone goes, bzz, bzz, bzz. The first one was, oh my God, he tied it. And then followed almost immediately by, they're now winning.
Alvarez dishing it off. Messi was in position. Oh, free header! And that is exactly what Argentina needed.
We could be seeing the last few moments of his World Cup career.
Is it the last tango? And will there be another one in Kansas City on Saturday? They're trying to link the play again using Lionel Messi, deflection there, on the way through, and can they line something up here, Argentina? Oh, it's gone in, it's 2-2, and who else? Lautaro Martinez.
Now for the third goal.
Sending it over! Enzo Fernandez!
Listen to that.
Can you believe this?
No, nobody can. Nobody can believe it.
So, Dan, I saw that you also wrote on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Egypt about to take out Argentina.
They were up 2-0.
20 minutes left. And then I just wrote on top of what you wrote, this did not age well.
No, it did not. Like old milk out in the sun.
And if you guys look up just Argentina or FIFA right now on Google, the most popular search is how much are tickets in Kansas City this coming Saturday night. We don't even know who they're going to play yet. It's either going to be Switzerland or Colombia.
They take the field here in a couple of hours, so they'll decide. I'm really hoping for a Colombia-Argentina matchup.
That would be extraordinary.
Here in Kansas City. From the text line, that Spanish broadcaster sounds like a dying cow in a hailstorm.
It sounds like, quite frankly, he's the victim of violent crime.
Nadia! No pudo Julián Messi!
Stop stabbing me, sir! Not again! So much like the clouds that look like dinosaurs or giraffes or whatever Busby was talking about yesterday, what does he sound like other than saying the word goal? 913-586-7798.
You guys, I had Sam time this. I go, I need you to time it. It's 42 seconds. It sounds like we played it on a loop or we did some fancy editing. No, that poor man who needs water, stat, goes on screaming for 42 seconds.
For so much passion because Egypt playing the role of David was about to take out Goliath.
Yeah.
Just like Cabo Verde the other day, about to take out Goliath.
And in his defense with the Telemundo, the Spanish broadcasting style, by that point, he had been yelling nonstop for 83 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the biggest thing in the game happens, and, well, it's your time to shine, buddy. And, well, he
did.
He shined.
He did, Sam. I'll never forget that call as long as I live.
It wasn't pretty. But he fulfilled his contract.
It's from the text line, just thinking about trying to force that out's giving me a headache.
I think it would take the three of us on a loop to even try to get that out for 42 seconds. Real quick, from USA Today, right as the clock ticked up and it was over. As of this publication, the cheapest tickets to Argentina's next match start at $1,733. If you want to get closer, lower level tickets start at $2,374. I'm going to be honest. I'm new to the whole soccer thing. Never watched a game in my life until this World Cup. I thought they would be more expensive. I thought it would be higher.
The final.
Yeah, I know. but it's going to be one hell of a match.
Yeah, it will be.
I think prices are probably going to skyrocket the closer we get to the weekend. And then, you know, as per usual, they'll start to peter out a little bit game day. But the way that FIFA does it, and we've already talked about this on the program, is that they cut third-party sales 3 hours before the game.
Yep.
So they're going to be getting probably at minimum $3,000 a piece. From the text line back to our Spanish broadcaster, it sounds like a blown-out whoopee cushion. And also, 69.77. He sounds constipated.
Push. It's going to be incredible Saturday because we've seen the Argentinian fan base, the way they've turned out here Kansas City, in their hometown of Kansas City. And if we get Colombia, because we saw Colombia the other day with their fan base.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be
nuts. Cheer for Colombia in this next match. I want it to be Colombia, Argentina. And as the only woman on the Dana and Parks program, as the only woman on this side of the building today, I will tell you that that sounds exactly like what would probably happen if a man was ever forced to give birth to child.
Yeah, I think that fits. Yeah.
Apparently that broadcaster is from Argentina.
Yeah.
According to the text
line.
He's
got some passion.
Maybe a man who didn't want to have the surgery to get the kidney stone removed.
He scheduled it to happen at the exact same time.
Still hasn't passed that thing. As of publication, the cheapest available ticket for the 2026 FIFA World Cup final. Any guesses? For the final. Which is interesting to me. We don't even know who's going to be in the final. So it could be something that drives prices up. It could be two teams that drive prices down.
It could be France and Argentina. It could be Colombia and Norway.
We don't know.
I think no matter the matchup, we're probably looking at 10 and above, 10,000 and above.
The worst seat, the cheapest available ticket for the final is $10,338. If you want to get closer to the action, the Category 1 lower level tickets, and this certainly isn't right there down on the pitch, just anything in the lower level area, start at $21,783. $83, which is also the noise you make when you pay that price to go watch a sporting event.
From the text line, it sounds like Taco Bell on a Tuesday night. It's now Wednesday morning. Good stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.